So is more environmentally friendly air travel on the horizon? Major U.S. airlines are sharing their plans to curb the industry's impact on the climate. In recent days, American, Delta, United, and Frontier have all announced ways they're going to cut their carbon footprints. Here now is resident transportation analyst Seth Kaplan has been keeping an eye on what they're doing. Hi, Seth.
Hey, Robin.
So the most commonly discussed future clean air travel is electric, and there have been some successful test flights. This week, United announced that they intend to have electric aircraft flying regional routes by 2030. That seems ambitious to me, but also, just a stupid question, but are they just plugging in airplanes? I mean, is it like a car?
A little bit like that, obviously more to it. And there are all kinds of other safety concerns when you're talking about something that's not moving along the ground, right? When the car stalls, less of a problem than an airplane stalls. But yeah, I mean, this is battery technology. As you said, it exists. You know, we see drones, not a lot of passenger flights yet. That'll be coming. They're talking about 30-seat jets that could fly up to about 125 miles purely on electric. And then there would be a hybrid motor that, you know, kind of like a car, like a Toyota Prius or something that relies partly on gas. You could fly about that much farther. So let's say you flew from Indianapolis to Chicago. It would make it most of the way on electric, and then maybe the gas-powered engine would kick in.
Oh, okay, maybe. I mean, one.
Well, it would, I mean, if it didn't get there entirely on electric. That's what the gas is there.
Well, look, I mean, we talked yesterday with Robin Farzad about car makers, GM, saying they're going to make batteries for cars that can then also heat homes and heat solar panels, and maybe homeowners can sell some of that electricity. And Robin came right out and said, I don't think this is going to be happening soon. I mean, for instance, the industry, the grid, they're not going to be happy about people, you know, selling, you know, electricity. What are some of the impediments to the airline industry doing electric?
Well, the simple fact, and you know, we kind of joked about it before, but just, you know, that you are keeping an airplane in the air. This is an industry that has had a harder time going green than some others. You know, the industry says, look, we don't consume very much carbon. We don't emit very much carbon compared to other industries, but it is a growing source of that. And just getting sustainable fuel, you know, even something resembling current fuel, but sustainable, produced on any kind of scale, has been really challenging. Airlines are flying using sustainable fuel, using, you know, fuel that you grow from algae and so forth, but it's just hard to scale it up.
Okay, some of the other things you're talking about, Delta is talking about creating an electric flying shuttle service. American is investing in a hydrogen production firm with the hope of having a hydrogen-based aircraft. Frontier looks like it just wants to cram a lot of us on a plane. They have the first ultra-fuel-efficient aircraft from Airbus, more efficient. You know, what is your sense of when all this is happening? We have less than a minute here.
Yeah. Well, a combination. What you mentioned, Frontier, you know, they have unveiled this plane. This is a new Airbus 321. And it becomes more efficient, yeah, through a mix of high tech and low tech. It legitimately has some of the most efficient engines. They're called geared turbofan engines for Pratt & Whitney, a new technology out there. But you mentioned part of how they're so efficient is by doing something not a lot of us like, which is taking away legroom, right? The more people you put on the airplane, the more efficient it becomes, because you burn not very much more fuel, but you can carry more people.
So, but it's our carbon footprint, too, when we're up in an airplane. So good to hear something's happening. Seth Kaplan, here now's transportation analyst. Thank you.
You got it, Robin.